Our final school report this week comes from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class at the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, and Harley is our reporter.
Virginia had three mornings of frost last week. It turned rooftops and cars white, and it was so heavy on the grass it looked like it had snowed. Ashley's rabbit water dish turned slushy, and Nathan's pond started to freeze over on Sunday morning. And he hopes he can skate on it before Thanksgiving, but he knows that might not happen. Emma reports two female deer running into the woods on Wednesday morning, showing off their white tails. At my house, we have a not-so-busy intersection, but a gray squirrel got run over anyway. And I noticed it had so much frost had formed on it. The next morning, it looked like it was an albino. My class picked the marigold blossoms out of our school garden boxes and put them aside to dry for the next year's seed planting. Then we cleaned the old flowers and stems out of the rest of the boxes and smoothed the soil out for winter. Gabby watched a fox sparrow running on the ground. She tried to get closer to the beautiful bird, but instead of flying away, it ran into the tall grass on the edge of the yard. Alex watched a robin standing on the seat of his bike and that pecked a few times at the seat. Cersei loves deer meat and was very happy when her dad came home with a 4-point buck. Mason didn't go deer hunting, but he went with his cousins to a bog to pick low bush cranberries. They picked enough for Thanksgiving dinner. That is our report for this week. Thank you and goodbye.
Nice job, Harley. Looks like Mason may have scored the wonderful bog cranberries that were out there, and it was so cool. There's a great picture that we'll get up on our Facebook page, the Season Watch page, KAXE-KBXE Season Watch. We'll put that picture up this morning, and you can have a look at Mason and his fellow pickers and their cranberries that they're going to have at their Thanksgiving feast. And it was pretty interesting. I was pretty taken with the fact that they got out and did a little berry picking while they were out in the woods. And the fox sparrows, they are excellent runners. Some birds hop, some birds walk ungainly, but fox sparrows, they're pretty darn good runners for small birds. They can move right along when they want to. It was an interesting observation.